This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey guys, it's Glover. The guys and I are on vacation, actually, together. We booked the presidential suite at a little motel in Mitchell, Illinois. So it's room 12. Feel free to come by, but not until afternoon because Trish sleeps late and she gets salty. We'll be back Monday the 8th.
DGS will be back on Monday. It's Hancock and Kelly taking you all the way up to Cardinals-Yankees baseball. And John, you'll remember, maybe some of our listeners have heard this story, but I'd like to tell it again. One of the people that I work with, Bryce Summery, who joins us in studio today. Hello, Bryce.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Yeah.
John,
yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
So good to see you, man.
So Bryce is the pollster and the research director over at the company that I work with.
He's got the whole IQ, and the half of the IQ of the entire group is housed in Bryce.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And so Bryce, you went up to Chicago. Would it have been right before or after Memorial Day?
Yeah, so
it's early May.
Yeah, so this is May 11th. Mm-hmm. So I was attending the American Association for Public Opinion Researchers. They have an annual
exciting group of people.
Yeah,
huh?
Exciting group of people in Chicago, Illinois. They have it every year. You know, me and Amy had gone out the night before, walked down Michigan Avenue, went out to eat just like any other night. On May 11th, it was a little bit different. You know, we're walking down Michigan Avenue just like we'd done the night before. We see a guy who's pulled over by the police. You know, I'm not paying too much attention. Amy is paying more attention than I am. All of a sudden, this guy who's pulled over makes a U-turn, runs a red light, hits another car, and then drives up on the sidewalk and then smashes me into an electrical box. And at this point, you know, I black out completely. I mean, Amy doesn't black out completely. She remembers everything. Sadly.
Well, you pushed Amy out of the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to brag, but Amy says I did it, and I'm not going to call her a liar, you know?
So Bryce gets pushed. Bryce pushes Amy out of the way. The car hits you. Mm-hmm. You black out, and the next thing you know, you wake up at, what is the name of that hospital?
Northwestern. So, I mean,
very good hospital.
I mean, I lucked out, and so where I got hit, there were some Northwestern nurses that actually happened to be there off duty. They're able to stabilize me and keep me alive. Like, I mean, I really shouldn't be alive. I mean, I met with my trauma surgeon yesterday, and he told me, you know, you're lucky to be alive with the injuries that you have. Yeah. And
so, Bryce, let's talk through those injuries. You broke 12 of your ribs?
Yeah, so I have 9 broken ribs. I have a fractured vertebrae. You know, over the course of 10 different surgeries, I've had both of my feet amputated, you know, below the knee.
Yeah, because your legs were crushed in the accident. And for a while, John Hancock and I left the radio station.
Yeah, because that happened on a Thursday night. And I came in Friday morning for our show. And you had been texting all night about it and told me about it. And I was like, oh, man, I mean, it was unbelievable.
So we hopped in an airplane to come up and see you. And your family had already got there with you. And at that time, you had your legs. And they were working through surgeries to try to keep blood flow and to keep things going, to try to keep them alive if possible.
Yeah, and it was very nice of you guys to come visit me, by the way. I do really appreciate it. It was a scary moment because they would come in every single day and literally, you know, they had this thing they would put on my feet to determine if I had a pulse. So it was like literally every day that they came in, I was like praying, please let there be a pulse in my feet, you know. And after about 7 days, the determination was made that, you know, they weren't going to be able to save my feet, you know. So, you know, one day it was like, we can save both your feet. Next day it was, we can save one of your feet.
Yeah, I remember all of that.
The third day was, we can't save either one of them. So,
and so eventually through that 7 days, it's decided that your feet are going to have to be amputated, but it's below your knee, which was one of the positives of the incident.
Definitely. I mean, the chances of, I mean, not that you can't recover successfully and live a fully productive life, but, you know, a below-the-knee amputation increases your chances of returning to life as normally as possible. So I was fortunate, not to mention fortunate that I didn't have brain damage, fortunate right. that my wife wasn't injured, all these other blessings.
And, Bryce, you have two young kids, both Connor and Isaac. And so they come up to visit you during this time. You're in Chicago for how long?
So I was in Chicago for around 50 days. I was in ICU, for 2 weeks. I was in the hospital, you know, for a week and then – or not, sorry, a month. And then I was in rehab for 15 days before I was transferred back to resume my rehab here locally.
And I saw you regularly during that time. And I think and still to this day, the thing that is most incredible about you is you said from the second they told you – that you were going to lose those feet, that, well, that's in the past. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to focus on the future. And that's what you've been up to. You've come back to St. Louis. Kind of update us on where you're at right now and what you're doing on a daily basis to help heal yourself.
Yeah, I've never been focused on, like, I consider myself a pretty resilient person. I feel like I can get through anything. I mean, I don't want to boohoo over what happened to me. It was bad luck. It could happen to anyone. I'm fortunate to be alive. I'm fortunate. So I count all the blessings that I have. And now I've lost my train of thought.
That's all right. So you what I was asking is now you're at a place where they stabilize you enough. You used to kind of go through some therapy in Chicago. You were riding my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
You were doing learning how to work a wheelchair. All of this is to get ready for prosthetics,
right,
which are a little ways down the road. But what is it that you're doing on a daily basis now to heal yourself? Because this healing process is still going on.
Right. So I got discharged from the rehab facility in Chicago, and then I came back to St. Charles. So now I have rehab Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 4. It's pretty extensive rehab. Basically, where I'm at right now is waiting for my limbs to heal to the point to where I can start getting fitted for prosthetics.
Yeah, and that's coming. I wonder, have your doctors discussed, I mean, I marvel at your attitude through this whole thing, and I'm sure you've had low moments in the last several months, had to have, but your basic positive attitude, how important is that, do the doctors say, for your eventual recovery?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, just from talking with some of my physical therapists, they're like, we can tell within 30 minutes with meeting with a client whether how well they're going to survive this experience just by the attitude that they have going in. So attitude, not just mental toughness, but being able to deal with adversity and see the positive in things. I mean, it's 95%, but
everything.
I would say, yeah.
We're going to step aside for a second. We're going to come back and talk to you because you're getting ready to go to the next part of this journey, which is going to be prosthetics. And then we'd like to talk a little bit about that. He's Bryce Summery. He's one of the most incredible, strong human beings you will ever meet in your life.
Amen.
If you want to know more about his story, you can go to summeryfamilyfun.com. And it will explain everything that's going on with Bryce. They keep you updated regularly on what's happening. This is good people. Great dude, an incredible family. We'll be back with more after this on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
We've been visiting with Bryce Summery. You can learn more about Bryce and his family at thesummeryfamilyfund.com. It explains everything that kind of happened to this point. You also can help him out in that situation. Bryce and I are co-workers. He's one of the smartest people I know. I depend on Bryce for so much in what it is that I do on a daily basis. And we've done
some polling together, Bryce and me.
Yeah, so, and he also knows John Hancock, so he knows a little bit about the dark side of polling, too, what happens on that side of the aisle. Bryce, you talked about that you're in therapy now. Your wife is back to work?
Yeah, so my wife's back to work. I mean, she works as much as she can, but there's still a lot of stuff that I still need help with, obviously, around the house. But I try and be as independent as possible to minimize the amount of time she has to spend on me.
Yeah. And your mother and father come down and help out, sister, your brothers, your in-laws.
My mother-in-law, my mom, my sister, my dad. I'm tearing up, honestly, like the amount of people that have been so kind to me.
Yeah.
And even people writing me letters, like, just random letters in the mail, like thanking me for, I don't know. It's heartwarming.
Yeah.
I restored my faith in humanity. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's been great.
And the boys are Connor and Isaac. How old are they?
So Connor is 5 and Isaac's 2. I mean, they've been adjusting to the accident actually pretty well. They've got pretty good imaginations. I mean, their view of it is that I'm getting robot legs, and the question's always, when are we getting robot legs? When are we going to get to see the legs? So it's fun.
They're back to normal, right?
Yeah,
it's just dads at the house. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. I mean, things are back to me. I will say, I noticed, like, and we mentioned off the air a little, some things that I do notice with them. Like, they'll be playing with cars, and they seem to get into accidents an awful lot more than they used to with their toy cars.
Right, yeah.
But it's just, I think, a form of therapy of them just dealing with what happened to me.
And one other quick thing. You have a new member of the family that's arrived. Can you tell us who that is?
Yeah, so I decided I'm starting a new chapter in my life. I did dye my hair blonde.
Yeah.
And I got a new puppy. He's an 8-month or 8-week old Yorkshire Terrier.
A Yorkie. You got a Yorkie.
Yes.
Really?
And, I mean, it's just a bundle of joy and just what I needed, honestly.
And what's the dog's name?
His name is Bandit.
Bandit the Yorkie.
If we have any Bluey fans out there, if there's parents out there and they watch Bluey, Bluey's dad is named Bandit, so that's where the name came from.
Nice.
So you're in the healing process still, and you're also going to therapy to make yourself stronger with your upper body, and this is all moving towards prosthetics, correct?
Right. I mean, so right now, all the energy is pushed towards getting my legs healed. 100%, they have to be healed 100% in order for the prosthetics to start getting fitted. So, I mean, that's all where all my energy is focused is getting them healed. And each doctor I go to, I ask, well, how much longer is it going to be? And it's always 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
And everybody's different, so it just really depends on how fast my body can heal. And, I mean, honestly, if I had a I wish I had a crutch and, you know, and a wheelchair now, I'd be moving around if I could. I don't like depending on other people. So,
well, I'm dependent on you, so you shouldn't be worried about that. You've met the guy who's going to make your prosthetics for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, so right now I'm meeting with a variety of different people, and it's interesting to meet the field that I didn't even knew existed and to see the different kind of prosthetics that are out there. I mean, one of the main prosthetics that I'm looking at are, they're called blades, like Oscar Pistorius, who was a documentary about him. He was a famous South American runner.
Fast.
Yeah, very fast guy. So I'm definitely going to be getting those. In terms of the other prosthetic, I'm going to have more than one set. I'm still, I mean, every day that I'm meeting with multiple prosthetists. So my eyes are open every day to see the new technologies that are out there. I mean, I met a guy who was able to move the bottom of his prosthetic with an app on his phone.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was amazing.
And your prosthetics maker is also a person who uses prosthetics.
Yeah, so, yeah, the prosthetist that I'm working with now, one of the things that attracted me to him was the fact that he himself, you know, he had an accident when he was younger, so he has a prosthetic leg. So, and then I look at his leg, and I'm like, that's what I want. You know, when you see someone who has to live with it, you're like, that's the leg that I want.
And he's perfect. I mean, he walks around.
Perfectly fine.
What a great kind of goal to have in front of you, too, to see that, you know, how he's come through that process and you can see the hope that's there.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got a chance to, my coworker Braxton introduced me to a guy who had lost both of his legs in birth. And it was just so nice to, you know, where I go for my rehab, I'm around a lot of people who are at the end of life in terms of prosthetics, and it can be a very depressing environment. So it's been nice for me to get out into the community around younger people who, you know, who are living life to the fullest. Not that older people aren't, but they're just at different stages in their lives, you know.
So. Bryce and I get to spend some time together. Do you care to share some of the questions you asked about prosthetics, because they're funny.
Well, yeah, one of the questions that I have, so I was 5'7" before I lost my feet. And they always ask me, well, how tall are you? And I'm like, well, I used to be 5'7". But my question now is, like, I would like to add a couple inches.
You know, I mean. Can they?
I mean, they're always like, well, we'll see what we can do. Yeah. We'll see. We don't know until we fit them on there. So it's been a dream of mine. I have a twin brother who's always been, you know, an inch taller than me. And this may be my chance to finally surpass him.
So what's next? You're going to do the prosthetics. In the meantime, you're going to continue to do your therapy, your training. You're getting to spend a lot of time with the boys and your family.
Yeah. So, I mean, the goal right now is to get healed up, my legs as healed as possible, and then hit the ground running with prosthetics and then resume my normal life. I don't have any that's all I want to do.
Well, that is going to happen.
It is.
And that is going to happen. And we're going to rejoice. We're going to rejoice when that day comes. And you're doing all the hard work now, partner. And And because you're doing that hard work now, and because your attitude is as it is, and because you've got some very talented people that are in this with you, you're gonna be great.
Thank you, John.
And it's Summary Family Foundation. No,
SummaryFamilyFund.com. People can check that out online.
SummarySummary.
That's right. We'll keep you updated on all the developments going on with Bryce. This is an expensive endeavor that's happening as well. If you want to sling $10 to help out, I know that we would all be grateful. This is one of the finest human beings I know. Would you mind sticking around for the next half hour with us and talking just regular stuff?
Well, how do we feel about trivia?
Trivia? We're in.
I love trivia.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next. I got to think of some questions.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
One, two.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
It's Hancock, Kelly, and Summery today on The Voice of St. Louis. We're sitting in for the DGS. Bryce Summery, my coworker, you heard his story. You can check out summeryfamilyfun.com and keep track of that and learn more about Bryce.
Thanks for having me.
What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
Yeah, you going to tell people?
Well, tonight, well... I don't want
to. You don't have to tell them where, but what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to be doing some gambling tonight.
You going to the casino?
I'm doing some gambling.
Is this your first night out doing that?
I might be hitting up the Ameristar.
Are you a craps player or slots player?
Oh, man. I like the slot machines. I like all the bells and whistles. I just can't.
Well,
I can't.
You don't play craps. You can't win at craps.
I play craps.
I know. You can't win at craps. Now, what about blackjack?
You know, I'll play blackjack a little bit.
You're a numbers guy. Of course you can play blackjack.
I don't know.
What are we trying to do on the slots these days? Are we still going for the cherries?
I don't know. Every time I see the slot machines, there's too many things happening, and I'm just like, whatever.
That's the great thing about it. There's so many lights going on. I mean, it's just like endorphins are going off in your brain.
Oh, yeah, when you get those dolphins going, that's when I know Michael started exercising a few years ago.
Endorphins.
He had the dolphins going there.
He's jealous of dolphins because so many people compare him to a whale.
All right, so what's your PhD in? Bryce.
Political science.
Political science. You know, I was almost a PhD in political. I got this close, but then I didn't finish.
I got the easiest degree I could get, and they told me it was political science. I said, that's what I want.
Did it happen in 4 years, though? That's the
question. It happened in about 4 years, yes.
About four. That's good. Okay.
About four years.
We're going to play a little trivia here.
All right, all right.
This is a game I like to call, Are You Smarter Than Michael Kelly?
Well, we know the answer
and,
to that.
PJ, see if you can whip up a little Jeopardy theme out there, and we'll get to that. And here's what we're going to do. I've got two categories. Whoever gets the answer right gets to pick the next category. The two categories in today's Are You Smarter Than Michael Kelly? We've got political trivia, and we've got generically sports with an emphasis on Cardinal baseball. So those are the two categories.
You get to pick. You're playing
well,
against me.
Well, hold on. We've got it. We can't start the game show until we have the theme music. Go right ahead, PJ. And welcome again to another edition of Are You Smarter Than Michael Kelly? And please welcome our magnificently handsome host, John Hancock. Well, hello, Johnny, and thank you so much for that kind introduction.
Nobody clapped.
It's great to be here.
And our contestants today, Michael Kelly. A graduate of the University of Missouri at St. Louis, and Dr. Bryce Summery, PhD in political science. Dr. Summery,
thank
welcome.
You for having me. Thank you for
and
having
here's
me.
How this is going to work. I'm going to read the question.
All right.
Michael Kelly, on your answer sheet, are going to write down the answer.
You don't have to.
Do you have the dinger? Okay. When you have completed your answer, hit the dinger, and then I will turn to Dr. Summery for his answer, and we will see how it goes. Are we ready? So the first category, Dr. Summery, political trivia or sports?
Let's go with sports.
We're going to go with sports.
Oh, great.
He was the first St. Louis Cardinal pitcher to record 3,000 strikeouts in a career. Michael Kelly is in. Dr. Summery.
Bob Gibson.
Michael Kelly.
Bob Gibson.
All right. Well, we have a one-to-one. We have a one-to-one square off. Dr. Summery, the category, sir.
Let's go with political trivia, please, John.
Who was president?
For a thousand.
Who was president of the United States during the Mexican War? Mexican War.
Okay.
Dr. Summary. Your answer, sir. The Mexican War would have been in the 1840s before the Civil War. For those of you playing along at home, I need an answer, Doctor. It's because this is radio.
Oh.
If it were television, we could all sit around William Howard Taft, Michael Kelly.
I said the first Roosevelt.
Then that was also incorrect. The answer, James K. Polk, and the K stood for Knox. And he was the president of the United States during the Mexican War, 1845 to 1840. And all right, we have a one-to-one tie, a very hotly contested contest of Are You Smarter Than Michael Kelly?
Yeah.
And the category, sir.
Let's do sports again.
Lou Brock, at one time, held the career record for the most stolen bases. That record was broken. By whom?
Ooh.
Dr. Summery.
Ricky Henderson.
And Michael Kelly?
Ricky Henderson.
It is the Hall of Famer, Ricky Henderson, who played. His career spanned roughly 63 years in the major leagues. He had one of the longer careers. Guy played for everybody. He played for the Yankees. He played for the A's. He played for the Padres. He never played for the Cardinals.
No, he broke the record with the A's, right?
I think that is correct.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but yeah.
Probably.
Brock stole 893 bases, of course, during his illustrious career, and it was, or 892, I guess. Or no, 890, whatever it was. 938 is how many Lou Brock stole in his career, and Ricky Henderson broke that record.
How about that?
Because 862 bases was the record of Ty Cobb that Lou Brock broke.
All right.
So
wow.
Just
we got
little...
Cliff Clavin here as the head of our...
Dr. Summery, you still are at the table.
Let's go with politics.
All right, we're going to go
with
politics. This is the only United States president to serve non-consecutive terms in office. In other words, he was president, then he wasn't, then he was. Michael Kelly, waiting for your ding. He's dung. Michael Kelly's ding has dung. And Dr. Summery.
This is one of the early presidents, right?
He's giving it consideration. He's thinking through this very difficult trivia question I have laid on the table here at the Voice of St. Louis.
While we can I phone a friend?
You can. Well, I mean, sure. Take your time. I mean, you know.
I'm calling my sister. She's also a PhD.
All right. Here she is. She is thinking, and they are having a conversation right now. There's only 46 to pick from, so.
Time's up.
Adams.
John Adams is the answer, and Michael Kelly said.
Harrison?
Which one?
William Henry?
No. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The answer, of course, Grover Cleveland, Democratic president. One of the, I think he was the only Democratic president of the United States between Abraham Lincoln and Woodrow Wilson. And he served non-consecutive terms in the 1880s and 1890s. His term was interceded by Benjamin Harrison, who was the grandson of William Henry Harrison, who served the shortest amount of time as president of the United States, roughly 40 days.
Okay.
Catching pneumonia after giving the longest inaugural speech in the history of the United States. And caught a cold and poof.
This has suddenly turned into a sermon and not a...
I'm just trying to...
And not a trivia.
Well, we like to...
All right, we got time for one more question.
Okay. Pick your category.
Sports.
All right, we're going with a sports question. Who replaced Tim McCarver as catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals back in 1970? Hall of Fame catcher. Michael Kelly, thinking. Tim McCarver was the catcher. And Michael Kelly has done. Bryce, any thoughts on who that Hall of Fame...
I want to say Mike Piazza, but he... Not Mike Piazza, but Pagnozzi. But
Tom Pagnozzi was a Cardinal catcher, but he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Recent inductee into the Hall of Fame, whose statue now adorns...
Simba.
Yes, it was Ted Simmons. But you don't get that because I gave too many clues.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Who was your guest, though?
I didn't write one now.
Ted Simmons took over the starting catchership for the Cardinals.
I learned something today.
Well, there you go.
Would you mind sticking around for a little What's Trending?
It's one of everybody's favorite topics, What's Trending. Yeah. And we're going to be joined by yet another...
I hope it's not 5-inch... Shorts.
Yeah, that was not good.
Well, did you say that was nuts?
That's
another way of putting it.
Bryce Summery is with us, and Braxton Payne joins us right around the corner after this on KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Hey, normally at this time, you'd probably have Trisha Clock, but Trish isn't here. But as always, Trisha Clock is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. We are joined
and
now.
Monday, they'll be back.
They'll be back on Monday.
The whole D and the G and the S will be here.
The whole doggone show.
On Monday.
And as we've done every day, we go to the King of Pain. He's Braxton Payne on the Celebrity Guest Line for What's Trending. Hello, Braxton.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. John, can we get some trivia questions from this century, please?
No, it wouldn't be trivia questions if they were from this century. And one of them may have been from this century. I can't remember.
So, Brax, well, give us our topics today. We'll let Bryce pick the topic after we go through all of them.
Yeah, so, you know, I was going to do a couple politics thing, but this has been such a fun summer Friday here. So we got three options. I'm strapping any politics. We got what day is it?
Okay.
Summer Fridays and Andrew Schultz, the comedian.
Pick one of those.
Summer Fridays.
So Summer Fridays, I wanted to explain what these mean, and I think that every corporate job, every job should have them. So Summer Fridays kind of started mainly in the past 10 years in New York City. A lot of people like to go to the Hamptons on the weekend. So a lot of people that have corporate jobs on between Memorial Day and Labor Day, they get off around 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday so they can make the trek to the Hamptons or do whatever they want. And I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day.
Was it me?
You know,
Brax and I work together. Am I being ganged up by you and Bryce to get Fridays off?
This is like this is essentially our union meeting right now. So I was just trying to explain it to somebody the other day, and I was like, I think I'm more productive knowing that I can get, you know, we can go do something fun at 3 o'clock on a Friday and enjoy summer. I think a lot of my friends are, because they do this in corporate jobs. And I was kind of curious if you think that would work if we kind of instituted it across the lines and it became the norm for everyone.
So, Hancock, this was clearly a setup for me. What's your say on a summer Friday?
Well, you know, people ought to work out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to go to work. You got to bring home that bacon, Michael. And it's real bacon, not that veggie stuff that you always serve. And you bring home the bacon and you work. And then you take that well-earned time off. Take a couple of weeks of vacation if you want to, but you work.
You want to know the truth behind this?
Yeah.
So we're on the radios on Friday morning.
Right.
And then you and I usually go and have lunch.
We do.
And then we come back to Dave Glover.
We do.
It doesn't even have to be summer Friday for the Kelly Group. Those people all know that I'm not going to be around. You take off, don't you, Bryce?
No, that's not true. We're always working. We work. Extra hard when Michael's not around.
My current out-of-office email for, you know, I make sure nobody bothers me when I'm on the radio is I'm off to pursue my modeling career for the rest of Friday. If that doesn't work out, I'll address your email as soon as possible.
All right, what day is it? I think that's the next topic.
What day is it?
Well, let me see if you guys can hear that. It is International Beer Day today. It's the first Friday.
Did you just pop open a cold, frosty one over there?
Yeah, because he doesn't work on Fridays. We just established that.
He's going to the Hamptons.
Well, and now I got my phone on speakerphone because I can't. It's now all wet from that nice, cold, frosty beer, and I can't switch back. So apologize for the sound quality for the rest of the segment. But I am enjoying a nice single speed from Four Hands Brewery, a nice local brewery here. I was wondering, what's your guys'? I know Bryce has some strong feelings about what his favorite beer is.
Yeah, I tend to stick to really healthy beers, like Bud Light Lime with the 100% natural lime flavor. So that's
natural lime flavor. That's
my choice.
It says that on the label.
Yeah.
100% natural lime.
Yeah.
They could have stopped right there.
Yeah.
But they added flavor.
Well, because that's what it is.
Because I guess it's not lime.
Well, there's some lime in there. There's got to be.
Have you researched this? Is lime one of the ingredients?
Well, I can say this. It's a sure sign of a good time.
Wait, did you say it was International Beer Day?
That's what he said.
Yes, International Beer Day.
Thereby removing one of the topics we had listed to discuss.
but here's the problem with International Beer Day. When I hear International Beer Day, I'm thinking a beer outside of America. And you just chose Single Speed, something from like in the neighborhood.
Down the street.
And Bryce picked a beer that's made down the street.
Yep. Do they make the lime in St. Louis?
I don't think so. Well, probably in a lab somewhere.
What's that old song? You put the lime in the coconut and mix it all about. That's a good song. That's what we need. A lime in the coconut beer.
Here's the best international beer from Michael Sean Kelly. It's obvious what it would be.
Yeah.
Guinness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's without a doubt. What's yours?
International beer?
Yeah, international beer.
Well, I like a good Tsingtao every now and then.
Tsingtao.
And
you can't even spell that.
It's a Tsingtao. You know, it starts with a T and ends with an O.
Sounds right. That checks out.
Yeah. I'm a simple. I like lager. I'm not. You know, you guys drinking all this fancy stuff and the heavy, the IPA.
No, I drink Guinness.
IGA, whatever you call that stuff. No, I like a beer. You know, if you're going to have a beer, you have a beer.
Yeah,
and you don't.
So
you don't,
is that a Budweiser for you then?
Fruity Pebbles flavor in your beer—that's no good. Nobody wants to have that. You want to have a beer.
100% natural lime flavor.
I think what my dad's always taught me about Guinness is that Guinness. My dad drinks Guinness all the time. He loves it. It's his favorite thing. But he loves it as a breakfast beer. You know, it's great with some eggs and, you know, some bacon, and then you have the Guinness on the side.
I'm starting to understand a lot of things after hearing that the beer is being consumed around breakfast in the morning.
That starts the day off with a bang, I would imagine, if you're having beer for breakfast. My goodness.
All right,
you know, if you're going to do that on Fridays, go ahead and take the afternoon off.
Hey, Brax, we're not going to have enough time for another segment.
Comedian that I've never heard of.
Yeah, so you've been a coworker of Bryce's. We've all been through this journey together. Anything you want to say?
Oh, yeah. So first off, I'm the proud vice president of the Summary Family Fund, which is simply the president and the secretary treasurer have to do all the work, and I just get to put my name on it and help Bryce as I can. So make sure you go there, summaryfamilyfund.com. But I will say Bryce has, over the past 7-8 years, has become one of my best friends. When this all happened, obviously, it was really not a great situation, but I've learned so much more about Bryce. And the one thing I will say, Bryce, I miss hanging out with you next to the office every day. Your quirkiness is definitely showing through here today, and I think the viewers or the listeners of St. Louis will really appreciate all of that.
Well, thank you, Braxton. Thank you for those kind words. I'm tearing up. And
I'm tearing up.
Gosh. And all the work you've done with the fund.
And if you win at the casino tonight, make sure you remember those kind words.
Oh, definitely. Bud Light Lime's for everyone.
He is the king of pain. He's Braxton Payne with What's Trending.
Yeah, thanks, Brax.
We appreciate you so much, Braxton.
And have yourself a good week. It sounds like you're already well on your way to having a good weekend. So.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right.
Bryce Summery, so kind of you to come in today. I wish you Godspeed in everything you're doing. You're one of the finest people I know, and I appreciate the fact that you allow me to bring Hancock around and, you because that can be problematic.
You know, and you know, seriously, that none of us knows what life is going to deal us. You know, and it could change literally in the blink of an eye. And the having a positive attitude and understanding that hope exists and understanding that there is a future is a very important part of the healing process. And Bryce, you've been an inspiration, and you've taught us all today, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, John, and thanks for having me on, guys.
We'll see you after the news on Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.